you know, on to Branson, because obviously I still believe and understand in the school district that we have. My kids go to school at the Ozarks, which I'm super, you know, blessed to be able to do that. But like you said, you know, that I don't begrudgingly not pay, you know, the taxes, because I understand how amazing our school districts are and the leadership in our school districts.
You also need to understand we're working diligently at finding bridge money. There's several options. One would be, once it passes, to meet with bond people, with bonding, and meet with banks to see what equity we would have to be able to borrow enough money to bridge the Taney Hills Library.
Which that's what we're, you know, discussing on those right. plans that we're working private with the private.
You don't mean to borrow it in the name of the county library, do you? Taney County Library? You mean to borrow it as a Taney County Library?
We can borrow on the fact that we have guaranteed money coming in with the tax, but we don't know how that works. The other thing I'm working with is White River Electric in terms of their $2 million. In meeting with their representative about the USDA $2 million grant, it is zero interest for 10 years. We would not need the $2 million, but to borrow some of that money to use as bridge money for Taney Hills Library once it becomes a Taney County Library. And in order to do that, we brought up at the last one, once it becomes a county library and we are working and on funding it, then we have to hire people to do jobs that volunteers are currently doing. That's under state labor law. You cannot have volunteers doing the same job of paid people, paid employees.
Which this goes back to just those three plans that we're working on in conjunction with the private library to come up with options and vehicles to be able to extend that, you know, 18-month period until we get tax-funded dollars.
To discuss this borrowing money as a Taney County Library, part of Taney County, I would not want to discuss it without our attorney present, because this is something I'm not sure that would
absolutely.
Be the legal
that's
what way
I was
to
making
it.
Notes right here.
Yeah. Absolutely.
No.
And that's
so like, we need to have that discussion when our attorney's present. Have you discussed it with the attorney at all?
No, but it would no longer be, if that happened, it would no longer be the Taney Hills Library.
No. Taney Hills Library is a private library.
Right.
Is a Taney County Library, the board you're appointing to,
right.
is... That's part of Taney County.
Okay.
Under the, and if you're talking about borrowing money in regard to the levy, that's Taney County Library. That's
right.
appointed.
And then all of that.
That's something I think needs to be discussed with our attorney here. I'm not.
Right.
Absolutely. And I think that's the key is we're not here to discuss that today, but we will. We are happy to have those conversations on these plans and in vehicles. That's the beautiful thing about our partnerships with every library. It's a non-for-profit out of Chicago, and that gentleman, his name is John, and he is a professional in this, and this is what he does on a daily basis, is help these organizations come to fruition, you know, county-supported tax initiatives. And so that's the beautiful thing, is we lean into those guys in regard to, hey, what vehicles can we use? We're in a very unique situation here. Because when we go and went to go look to say, hey, where there's a private library and then converting to a publicly funded library, there's not, if you look at historically from the library standpoint, a lot of these public libraries, you go start going to do the research, a lot of these public libraries, they were started a long time ago. And so they're to bridge, it, we're in a unique situation from the like having a private library. Those don't really exist much today at all.
Stone County, for example, initiated tax support in 1956.
So you can imagine, you know, we're in a unique situation. That's why we have to lean into these professionals that I don't have experience in that, but that's why you find people that do have experience, like Mr. Elliott, from a legal standpoint. And I would completely agree that when it comes to terms of borrowing or anything like that, that all resources should be taken and accounted for, you know, those types of decisions.
Yep.
And he can, you know, that's the beautiful thing, is working with him in conjunction with you know, this John from every library is we can really figure this out and get it all nailed down, and that way there's no question in regard to what's being done or how it's being done.
What we're really pushing for today, and obviously next week, is asking you guys, we were appointed a little over a year ago. We took effect as of July 1st. You had 12 people to choose from. You chose the five of us. We are asking you to trust us that we know what we're doing to put this on the ballot.
Okay.
So that being said, if we bring it, if the language can be brought potentially next Monday, the 15th.
If we can have the language and have the discussion.
Yeah.
I think it's been confirmed that it could be for the next 15. We've had that discussion going on this morning early. Well, started yesterday with the, and it was just confirmed that. Just share with you one concern that comes from the citizens out asking, and Commissioner Plummer addressed a little that get is in regard to no sunset. The people that have expressed concern as they like to see something beginning, and many of our taxes that have begun, from the sewer tax, the road and bridge, the county tax, it began with a sunset, and the people saw how it worked and everything. Then it's voted on again until it become like the county tax is a now it's not a levy.
Right.
We get levies and taxes.
Right, right.
It's a sales tax. But now the sales tax is no sunset. Our road and bridge and the sewer, they have a sunset so the people to look at and to see they're doing a good job. We don't want to lose these services, and they have overwhelmingly supported them and everything. That's what we've kind of gotten, is you're asking for something, do something, and they'd like to have a grace period of an X number of years to see how it performs and everything and see how great it is, and then they overwhelmingly vote for it.
Okay.
That's just letting you know that is something that
because you mentioned one crucial word in there, inflation. So yes, the cost of the building and stuff and the upkeep every year, there will be inflation, but there will also be inflation, there will be new construction inside the county to raise that number annually, you know, so that's why I was getting back to what does an annual operating cost. So I'm not opposed to it. I'm telling you that in advance. It's just I want to know what we are doing and what we were putting out there for people, because in 20 years, you know, this 1.9 could be $5 million. How does a library spend? This is my question. How does a library spend $5 million in a population of 60,000 people in 1 year? And that's a tough question, because if we look at those numbers in big cities, if you could show me a comparison, what does an annual library operating expense, you know, I pulled up some of them in Kansas City, you know, theirs was $700,000 to $1.2 million a year annual operating cost. Well, then it comes question, where does this other $3 or $4 million go?
Right.
You know, you're collecting this money, and is that responsible for us to ask taxpayers to give you that money? Like I said, this is not an argument. This is just a simple statement.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
Because I want to know where that's going. Who's in control of that?
Absolutely.
That's what we want to know
first
and foremost, and that's why I continually ask for a futuristic plan. Show me what an annual operating cost looks like.
So
that's the reasoning for my questions.
Yeah, in the next couple of weeks, we'll be releasing a FAQ, Frequently Asked Questions, and that will be published publicly.
So I'm going to stop you there. So you say in a couple of weeks, you're asking us to do this by next week. So please understand the timeline variance.
Yeah.
So you're saying you'll have information for me in a couple of weeks. You want a decision from us next week, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I just want that clear, that we are trying diligently to make sure we cover all those facts, and we're still gathering facts from you all. So I apologize.
What is your recommendation? What are you needing?
I would just like clarity with a plan. I would like clarity with a plan as far as actually what this looks like when you have it completed. Show me the clarity. Show me what my projected annual operating costs are going to be.
Okay.
Show me 10 years down the road when we're collecting $4 million. What are we doing with $4 million?
Okay.
Show me what I'm doing with that.
Okay.
And let me say, the people will decide.
Absolutely.
Right. We're
right.
not
Absolutely.
The decision maker. The
we
people
understand.
Will decide. But
well,
we're trying to.
They need that information.
Absolutely.
That's why
yeah.
I'm asking you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I agree with that.
So it would be transparent so they know.
Mm-hmm.
And I will point another thing. We just did a meeting, I think it was just last week, that was pointed out to us, the generation gaps in the way that we do things, the way we learn things, and the way that we do under the baby boomers. And they wanted to know, okay. we've got four different generations, I believe it is. I saw that from what they showed us that worked for the county. And they're learning the way they communicate. And what they're saying, the new generation coming in, which a new one, it's scary. They're not talking like they'd even use a library.
Mm-hmm.
They get it all different technology.
Well, if you walk into Springfield Green County Library on Campbell, mm-hmm. you'll see every age there.
Yes.
And it is a hopping place. And you have to adapt your facility to the needs of the people you are serving.
And
a library can do that.
And where Taney County would be so much is because so much more has went to technology computers where we didn't have service at homes. That the school requires them to use computers and stuff, and they couldn't do it. We've talked about this and other issues. And so if they could have a library they could go to and do the work, and they used to go to McDonald's and drive from. But once again, that's changing with the White River Electric hoping to furnish the counties that we've joined in on technicals.
I can tell you right now, Hollister and Branson School Districts, approximately 20% of the families that they serve do not have internet service.
And with the
but that's what we're working on, yeah. and we've pledged $4 million to work with White River and five counties, Radius, to get that
and
corrected.
That's absolutely wonderful, and that's something that our community needs. Having a cybersecurity company and an internet company, a commercial internet company, connectivity is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, the lack of connectivity affects the library. Having more connectivity actually benefits the library system because now these kids can consume more of what is provided through the digital services of the library. If they don't have the broadband and they don't have that connection at home, they're limited to what they have access to. Getting this fiber optic throughout the county is such a benefit to the county because now the lesser part of our community will have the affordable means to access broadband, but then be able to assume, all this digital content like library books that you can download onto an iPad or tablet, all these digital services, educational materials